是
You have a question? Just one, yeah.
Between the karma, the two karma of the 12 links, the projecting karma and actualizing karma, can one say that it is the actualizing karma that actualizes uncontrolled rebirth in cycle existence, whereas it is the projecting karma that projects either a higher or a lower rebirth? If yes or no, could Kenromichi elaborate on this to help
what?
Us?
What? Ask again, what?
There are two karmas of the 12 link. Can one say that it is the actualizing karma that causes rebirth in cyclic existence in general, but it is a projecting karma that causes a high rebirth or a low rebirth. Virtuous projecting karma for a high rebirth, non-virtuous projecting karma for a low rebirth. Because it was stated in the Lamrim Chemo that there are two causes for rebirth, actualizing karma and projecting karma. So can we say that this is the case? If not, can Kenromichi elaborate to help us develop more faith to wish to guard ethical discipline in our daily lives?
What is your question?
Projecting karma projects good rebirth or bad rebirth. So Ken Rinpoche made us think about actualizing karma that time with a question. And it is actually the projecting karma that projects a good or bad rebirth that we accumulate on a daily basis. Every time we accumulate virtue or non-virtue, there can be projecting karma accumulated in a continuum, in the causal period consciousness. So that causal period consciousness, when nourished by craving and grasping, develops into a potential existence, which is the actualizing karma. So my question is that how do we develop faith that it is actually the projecting karma that we accumulate on a daily basis that projects a good or bad rebirth? Is that the case? If not, then could Ken Rinpoche then correct my understanding? The actualizing karma only comes at a time of death, whereas the projecting karma is accumulated and in our entire lifetimes. So therefore, in order to guard ethical discipline, we must have this faith that whatever we do, there is this projection that will throw us into good or bad rebirth. So, but the exact detail of how that happens, not too sure about that. How is nourished and so on, how it becomes together with the actualizing karma, throwing us into a good or bad rebirth.
Дэмэн тоотон дахар сурим. Гэдчиг оттан тоот ахан босу. Тай зо ниро пэнчэг илээ сээдэгэ гал сурэ дагу. Дэвас санэ гарэ пэнгэ юмэдэ да пэнчэг илээ дэгэ чиг юарэ зо та сабэ нан шинэ пэнчэг илээ дэ сагэд ва. Ро пэнна та. Нюку канда гатчэ мэнэ сабэ нар алэ гэд ва. Ро та пэнчэг илээ сээдэ сабэ нан шинэ чиг юарэ. Kota, Munich, Jagi, Jutsu, Dodi, Jirwata, Pinchigles.
Projecting karma is essentially like the seed from which a sprout appears. Yeah. So without the seed, you're not going to have a sprout. Yeah.
Can you hear? There's my just color from Chingut.
네 말해.
야식 가담 계속 쪽지.
I don't think it's the room.
가담 아니지. 어디 맞나요?
Hello.
loss and jiglap.
So projecting karma is like the seed. For without the seed, you're not going to have a sprout. Yeah. So that's the principal cause.
어떻게 다 지단에 다 펜치기 레사 마사 세디다 디아 가장 달람을 요한하신데 다 레칸데 사기에 세디다고 로아 고 가서 가서 나와나시 슈크탈라 규르와 세이송도와 레사야라 아니면 슈크탈라 규르와 지나 레사야시 로아 디스라
So whether projecting karma is accumulated or not, in order to address the question, you have to understand, you know, the discussion in the Lambrim on how karma is accumulated, isn't it? So in order for karma to be accumulated, that karma has to be powerful, yeah. And it has to be done over a period of time.
어떻게 가다가 달라고 그래. 레체바 아니 사바 제라 사바 디콜라다 무시가 남샤 연구도와 너와 어디까지 걸었다 돈던 영보 아니 실레사라 아니 슈크탈라 규르와지 디 남샤 숭구도와 딘데이 돈에 아니 벤제 레사과야 디 숭구여라
So there's a discussion of the possibilities or permutations between karma projected and No, karma that is accumulated and karma that is created, yeah, isn't it? So there are examples of karma. There are both karma that is accumulated and karma that is created and so forth, isn't it? But in short, you know, karma that is accumulated are those karmas that are strong, powerful, and are done over time, yeah. They are accumulated over time, yeah. So that's those are the karmas that are accumulated.
어떻게니 재산다 돈다인들의 편적이 레드기 다 겨와 산이었어요. 이 문에 직다 보기 겨와 상보다니 가와 도마들이 비지비지다 보기 서브 나시디 편적이 레체기도와 로아들.
So the thing that determines what kind of rebirth that we will take, whether good or bad, is primarily dependent on the projecting karma.
어떻게니 다 디네마 아니지 가서래다. 다 단단형부터래. 다 랑기 자와 강체바디. 안 슈크탈라 규르와스. 어떤데 충분했나니? 오늘씩 다 변색이 제외래. 아니 오늘씩 덥신부시 사토해시. 로아 어떤데 있어래.
So in order to accumulate a virtuous projecting karma, which is a cause of a good rebirth, then those virtuous karma has to be that is accumulated has to be strong. And it is something that has to be done over time, isn't it? Yeah, that is consistently done, you know, over a period of time. Yeah.
어떻게니 재산다 된다기 편지 레디 다 주식이 레몬도 주어디 다 치우고랑 아 치우고랑 다 주식이 레디 몬도 주고요. 치우고랑 몬도 주고 내가 봐 안 주식이 레몬도 주어 된다기 주식이 레몬도 주어데 아니 된다기 주식이 나온 소문 하시네 된거나 아니 세번 한번 얘기 아니시다 두세일에는 온도 줄줄 맞추고 뒤에 용해야 돼 다 치는 어로도 용하지 그러고
so the projecting karma will manifest as the actualizing karma prior to death and according to the 12 links of dependent origination prior to actualizing karma, which has to manifest before death. So prior to actualizing karma, there must be craving and grasping, which nourishes it.
어떻게 that 가장 쉬운 아시라 가장 좋아 땅 맞이 들에 아니 지금 세바 달려 봤니 그 수다를 참 가와 용거래스 알아. 다가난 뒤와 다녀들에 다가난 시안이 두배 세바들라 미제와 인고를 고기여 말했어.
그 So the question, the food for thought, which I mentioned maybe a couple of lessons ago, was about the two things. Yeah, one, what is the time, you know, when does craving and grasping comes into play, you know, in the sense of nourishing the karma. And number two is the desire or attachment of the desire realm necessarily non-virtuous.
어떻지? Have you thought about that? Anybody have any idea what to say on that? All the senior one, yeah. Last time there's one, she said she had answer, but she's not here today. There's one lady, she said she had the answer. But she's not here, I didn't see her. Otosine, Tandangi, that to chicken less said, not chola, want to chop a neck of some want to chase it. 그러고 땅 것도 주어 제대 다 조조 세번을 내만이 오늘 주어 지켜라. 그러고
so the actualizing karma manifests prior to death, and the thing that causes it to manifest are craving and grasping.
어떻게니? 다디 파티 삼로다 베나다 베나다 베나 중화 팀림 걸라 베나 사주매룽 따또나인다 룽 팀인도다 베진다 간데이나 따또나인 사주매 딘데 팀에 내가 몰라 베시 베시다 세링 수 답고야지 자기면 로섬 거야다 알아봐 베나 중화 팀림 걸 소소다 사 아니 주매 따 팀에 내가 몰라다
so during the death process, the inner elements of the physical body undergoes a weakening or dissolution process. Yeah. So the process starts with earth dissolving into water, and then the water dissolving into fire and so forth. So there's this process. What I think is this: the craving and grasping has to be manifest during these first three stages of the entire death process.
어떻게 대단하다. 그래서 그랬다. 다 뒤에 손으로 망보다 안시래. 뱉나. 다 세박이 쏘였다. 이러거나. 다 치매 풍부 돈 얘기를 시키고요. 돈당이. 다 세박이 이러왔다. 군주 레카레 떡지 못 쌓였나. 티 떡이 다 세박이 용체. 아니. 다 루텐 쳐다봐도 되는데 상부에 미미시네. 다 치매. 치매 루텐은 믹스에 돈 얘기를 시용하지. 그러봐.
So during the death process, during the first three stages, that's when craving and grasping arises. And when craving arises, so depending on what kind of, which karma is stronger, virtuous or non-virtuous, so depending on that, then there's a craving for a future existence. So the craving at this for future existence is not so much about craving for a particular specific kind of body or existence, but it's a general kind of craving to want to be embodied again, to want to take on an existence again. So there's this kind of craving. Seba,
yeah. That's seven. 나 렘바스 나타나 잡아라리 그래 그 쇼치로 친지다 아니 렘맨 내가 불러야 즉 다디 소소 삼주래 비전하는 믹스 쓰고 이렇게 통하면도 아니 레멘 내가 뭐 세바드 숙취로 드셨다 즉 양가 소라 양고 루카야 놈이 테르게 루카야 놈이 쉬우직 저라고 시한 즉 쉬우 된 얘기를 넣으시 용으면 로섬 그 갔다 나 먹으러 와
What I'm stating here is just a personal opinion, yeah. So, I mean, it's not like, it's not as if it is stated, you know, in some text, you know. But then, you know, after craving there comes grasping, which is essentially a very stronger form of attachment, yeah. Here, so the earlier craving for an embodied existence becomes much stronger, you know. Now, you're really, you know, clinging on, wanting to get a particular kind of existence, yeah.
Oh, the limit never blah. That is, the summer time, the Ganga summer time, vision out that didn't do the said color twice with the raw energy. Seven never took to choose a subject time.
So, this is something that requires much thought, yeah. You have to think about it for ourselves because, you will not find a description or discussion in any of the texts, yeah, when you know, pertaining to this, what we are discussing here, yeah.
어떡시네. 제가 림베드는 갈라, 아니식다, 고, 변한다, 가와, 자와, 링게이나, 딘데기다, 댄러우시, 아니식시, 돈이글로시, 용하시. 로, 딘데라, 착바시, 착바시, 용시에다, 아니식다, 레라, 수다베시.
So at the time of grasping, there's this very strong desire, you know, attachment to want to be embodied again, you know, to take on an existence, and one is, you know, wondering, what would I get, you know? So this nourishes the karma.
어떠신? 어떠셨어요? 아니, 나편적인 돈다 레디다. 딱 자와 강도 링에네 다 딘데기 세바니기다 누바 첨부슈 당체 아니 딘이 치료야 싫어 딘데서라
So this craving and grasping nourishes the karma that was accumulated, you know, earlier, isn't it? So depending on whether it's virtuous or non-virtuous projecting karma, whatever it is, craving and grasping gives it strength, yeah, makes it very powerful, yeah. And then one dies.
어떡시네. 제산다. 변나 뇌값라 양고 낭제 토숨다. 근데 샤바 시위 탐모다. 지슴 탐모티네 남샤다. 예수입니다. 와. 다디. 로와. 어떡시네. 치세. 아니다. 근데 도와지마다 양고 낭제 토숨 가서 딘데림바디 뇌가는 예수무야마다.
So one dies and then one moves on to the next life. Yeah. So this in sutra there isn't a description beyond this beyond what we have just beyond the distributions of the elements here, but it is only in tantra that you talk about the later steps that makes up the whole death distribution process, yeah. So that is what we call the white appearance, the red increase, and the black attainment, yeah. And so forth.
어떡시. 다 좋대래. 다 갈세나 거 편지기 레세나. 다 돈다기 편지기 레디라. 편지기 레사. 다 돈다니 거의 돈다 겨와로 시작해가지고 거 시도우디 겨와로 시작해도 와. 그러고 대도 대산 편지기 레세나 겨와로 그러고. 그러고 티라다 세바다 냄바니 쓰였답시. 돈다니 대도 대산 두배기 주디 좋디 겨와래도 와. 그러고 실행기 바 깬치해지 마도 실행기 做瑜伽嘛，那个坚持嘛，做做瑜伽的，十分的到的来得了哇，是吧
？So the primary cause of the next rebirth, whether it's a good rebirth or bad rebirth. So let's say if it is a you're gonna get a good rebirth, yeah. So the primary cause of that, you know, is the seed, isn't it? The projecting karma that was accumulated earlier, isn't it? So that is the primary cause, yeah, that determines. Yeah, whether you get a good rebirth or not. Yeah, the primary causes are not craving and grasping. They are there. They are conditions to nourish the primary cause. Yeah, which is the seed or the karma that was accumulated earlier. So the primary cause of of a good rebirth, let's say, is not craving and grasping.
Listening, contemplating, thinking. This one need to think, really need to think. You are interested, then I talk more. Otherwise, I read this one. What did it? 독신이. Anyway, I make short. 독신이, look like you are falling asleep. 독신이, 단단히 아니 단단시원한 시래. 고 문해지 된도 대상 중년디 여화지 차게도와. 알아봐. 이나 다 신의 그수 담나 교미도와. 단단들.
The point is this: the primary cause of a good rebirth is the virtuous projecting karma. It's not craving and grasping.
어떻습니? 다가 난시 아니시겠다. 대배 착화하실 다시도 미자와 인과다 먹고 스테디아 삼아다니 말해. 다 돈다이다. 다 태민 변한 엄마 주여당 진정한 숭배나 다 대배 미자와 다 대배 착화라 다시도 미자와 인구를 했으니 다 저든저 남아 세부숭배하래. 이런.
So as to whether the desire, the attachment of the desire realm is necessarily non-virtuous or not, is something that we can think about. But according to what the Hinayana tenets, so according to, let's say, the Abhidhamma Kosha or the treasury of knowledge, so the attachment of the desire realm is necessarily non-virtuous. So it is stated very clearly in the treasury of manifest knowledge that afflictions such as ignorance, the view of the transitory collection, they could be unspecified. They could be unspecified, neither virtuous or non-virtuous. But so that is stated very clearly, and it is stated very clearly that all the other afflictions are necessarily non-virtuous.
어떻게네? 안 다가나 시래. 근데 알아서 중요한 시에 말이가 봤어도 루마데한테 그거 그 미자와서 계속입니다. 루마데 인생이 아무튼 계속 그래.
단지로
아
저로
아 다들 루마데 인생 비슷 납치고 왔다. 근데 알아서 중요한 데 막.
So the ignorance that is of the 12 links, the first one, that ignorance can be said to be unspecified.
알아봐. 다 변제기 내사야 돼. 다 되게 사기도 와. 변제기 내사야 돼. 머리가 뭐 그냥 안 돼 사기도 와. 알아봐.
So the projecting karma that is accumulated is the karma that is propelled or motivated by this ignorance which is unspecified. So anyway, based on this, so what I'm trying to say is that there's nothing wrong in saying that craving and grasping can nourish the seed or can nourish a virtuous projecting karma.
어떠나시? 어떠신다? 태명이 죽든 나다 뭔가 저다 된다 나 미자와 인연스니 대수구여래 이나야다 야 오면시용다 야 독신 직대인도 가나야 대배 차파다 다시는 미자와 인고 아유마해라와. 독신이 가는 덴젠도 집에 도시아 숭아 된다 흉망구 연구여래
덴젠께서
덴젠 덴벌 집에 덴젠도 집에 도시아
숭아
오마 덴도나 가시나 덴도 연구도와 덴데 인상 디스도 가나 대배 도시아 렌집 집 미교 연구 아유 마이 섬구여다 다 대바 침부 녹시아 바이나 덴데 양 납죽음에로 다 도시아 렌집 집 미교 인문고스
So in the Hinayana tenets, yeah. So if you look at texts like the Treasury and Manifest Knowledge, yeah. So the affliction, like affliction such as the desire, the attachment of the desire realm, is necessarily non-virtuous, yeah. So that is clearly stated. But if you look at the treatises of the Middle Way, which are Mahayana tenets, yeah. Then perhaps it's not so clear cut, yeah. For it is mentioned in those teachings that there are attachments, there can be instances of attachment which is an apprehension of true existence. And as such, I think that perhaps one can say that and the desire, the attachment of the desire realm is not necessarily non-virtuous.
어떻게 다 잡아 근데 잡아 놓은 것 때문에 유축을 어떤데 납축이었나면은 와대.
So would it be okay to say that it is possible to have attachment? Of the desire attachment that belongs to the desire realm, attachment of the desire realm, that is unspecified.
어떻게 다티 삼수레 다이나스 미시 로타티 어떻게 제장 다티 제장 다 삼수 삼레 로타 다치도 아니 디레스 납도야 말고 수수 삼수 삼슈바레 어떻게.
Anyway, I'm just giving you one my personal opinion, yeah. Nobody can say that for sure this is it, yeah.
Yeah. You happy what I'm talking? If not happy, must ask back, you know. You said this not correct. Huh? According to my what I'm talking, you are not satisfied with that feedback. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that when you're talking about this unspecified karma, based on what was translated apprehension of true existence as an attachment. I didn't quite go into all that, but I'm just wondering how, in my little understanding, does that fall into this general division that is given in the Lamrim Chenmo about, you know, karma being contaminated and uncontaminated? So in this case, the possibility here is that contaminated virtuous karma can throw you into a rebirth, which is of the desire realm, whether you call it virtuous or non-virtuous. But I am trying to understand, based on what you have explained, about this and how that leads into my trying to understand contaminated and uncontaminated virtuous karma. So does what you're explaining kind of fall more into what I seem to understand to be contaminated virtuous karma? Because I think right now, based on whatever little I read, uncontaminated virtuous karma is based on, conjoined with a mind that has a perception of emptiness, or at least a correct view of selflessness. So if you could correct me if I'm wrong.
You summarize. Your question makes short, and what you're asking.
based on what you have explained, Ken Rinpoche, can you help me to understand in terms of how this relates to the division that is called contaminated virtuous karma and uncontaminated virtuous karma?
So the discussion on the projecting karma in relation in the context of the 12 links are necessarily contaminated. Yeah. So when we discuss projecting karma in the context of the 12 links, they're necessarily contaminated. Yeah. So you know, looking at the process of how the projecting karma is accumulated, how is it accumulated as something being impelled or propelled by ignorance
of the 12 links. So
in short, the contaminated karmas are those karmas that are accumulated while being impelled, motivated by ignorance.
I guess. No, I translate for him.
I think everybody will be interested in this. Confirm.
You was asking, what about to take rebirth in the Pure Land? What kind of karma that one? You need the karma to reborn in Pure Land, isn't it? That is contaminated karma or uncontaminated karma? Huh? What?
You never get a tar before, then. Come on.
What you said? Must continue, huh? What? And what? Because? Because? Must continue. Why? Because?
Pure Land is which realm?
Okay, I have problem with Amitabha Pure Land. That's what's in my mind when I say that. Not the Pure Land. I mean, not like Tushita Pure Land.
Yeah.
Let's say we use this as an example, Amitabha Pure Land.
Yeah.
Then? So,
are we having a dry run for Saturday?
Due to the power of the prayer of Amitabha Buddha, so he actually promised that whoever can recall his name and has recited his sutras and visualized.
Essentially, you are saying that the karma to be born, you are essentially saying that to be born in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land is a result of karma, and that karma was motivated by ignorance. Are you saying that?
Yes.
So it follows that the body of the sentient being in the Pure Land is true suffering.
Yes.
It follows that there's suffering in Amitabha's Pure Land.
So I'm dead. What?
What? Is there suffering in Amitabha Pure Land?
No.
Huh?
Suffering, true suffering. Because I'm thinking of that there are people who
Who have suffering?
Pure Land suffer.
Huh?
As the person has no gross suffering, but the person still have. Pervasive compounded suffering, but no suffering of change.
Why who have suffering?
Due to karma and delusion.
So, Amitabha Pure Land, they have karma and delusion, isn't it?
Yes.
So they have suffering, isn't
it? There are some sentient beings that are being reborn in Amitabha Pure Land. They do still have karma
and delusion, yeah?
Yeah.
So they have suffering, yeah?
Yes.
Same as us, yeah? No different, yeah? You better stay here, don't go there.
I was joking just now, sorry.
Huh?
Just now I was joking.
Joking? Huh? You joke with me? Wow.
I will go back to do prostration. Karen Pushe, can I say something about attachment to inherent existence is non-specific? Unspecific. Unspecified karma.
Unspecified karma, yeah.
Attachment is karma.
Not karma.
Unspecified.
Attachment.
Yeah. That means unspecified affection. Unspecified what now? So let's say I pray to be reborn, to have a precious human rebirth. Whatever I do this lifetime, I dedicate the merit to be born in a precious, to have precious human rebirth in my next life. While I'm doing this dedication, I have no understanding of emptiness and my prayer is contaminated, fully thinking that there's a inherently existent next life, which is a precious human rebirth. Right? So such dedication will result in a virtuous karma, or to have a precious human rebirth while it is a mind that still grasps at inherent existence.
Concept. I don't know what you're saying. You're saying something like that in order to achieve human rebirth, need to realize emptiness? You're saying something like
no,
that?
No, I'm saying that it's not necessary.
Not
necessary.
Okay, then you got the answer, I think.
Okay, that's all.
Huh?
You see, I'm trying to say is from what you say just now, I understand that at the point when I try to dedicate the merit, may I have a precious human rebirth? I'm someone who doesn't understand emptiness. So it's a dedication with a mind that fully grasps at truly true existence. Yeah? So at this point in time, I actually accumulate the karma.
To reborn in the human rebirth, yeah.
Yeah. So that is motivated by attachment that grasps at inherent existence. So at the point in time, this is what you call an example of what you say, right? An unspecified attachment, which is neither virtue or non-virtue. Correct?
Yeah.
Is this an example of what you explained earlier?
It is clearly stated in the teachings that the ignorance of the 12 links, the ignorance that is of the 12 links, is unspecified.
어떻게 그래? 아니 나 레디라 자와다 미제와 나서 용해시. 오늘 마리바디 로마테레스 디쿠네 람베 레디라 자와다 미자 용추그레스 어도 세부요.
So the ignorance that is of the 12 links is unspecified, but the karma that is motivated by this ignorance could be non-virtuous or it could be virtuous. There are varieties.
어 독신이다 덴데 다나 다 우마란 집에 갈라 덴데 나나 독스고요래 덴데 집에 갈라.
So in the Svatantika Madhyamika's explanation of the 12 links, this is clearly stated.
어 독신 다냐 다게 라이데 가르르스나 다 세바다 렘바 세디라 아니 인심이시다 미자와 인고에 넘어나스냐 다게
So my earlier question was about whether the craving and grasping, yeah, it's about that, yeah, whether they are necessarily non-virtuous or not, yeah. So, and according to the Hinayana tenets, they are necessarily non-virtuous, yeah. But according to the Hinayana tenets, you know, the craving and grasping that belongs to the desire realm. That means the attachment of the desire realm is necessarily non-virtuous, yeah. But if you bring the minor tenets into the picture, yeah, then perhaps, you know, we could say, you know, that the attachment of the desire realm is not necessarily non-virtuous. Then in particular, according to the Middleway Consequence School, there seemed to be a discussion or talk about an attachment that is an apprehension of true existence. And as such, you know, I told you my personal opinion. Based on this, maybe, perhaps, we could say that an attachment of the desire realm is not necessarily non-virtuous. That's all. So that was just my personal thoughts, or personal reflections. So, only reason why I asked you the question is because, you know, even if we look at craving and grasping as necessarily non-virtuous, but what it nourishes is, in the case of someone who's going to get a good rebirth, what it nourishes is a virtuous projecting karma, isn't it? Yeah. So, So even if the craving and grasping are non-virtuous, is there a problem with saying that they do nourish a virtuous projecting karma? Is there a problem or not? So that's why I brought it up for discussion. We could kind of substantiate, and justify that craving and grasping, even if it is non-virtuous, can nourish can act as a condition for a good rebirth, yeah. In that the main cause or the primary cause of a good rebirth is the virtuous projecting karma, yeah. Yeah, it's not the craving and grasping. Craving and grasping are just conditions. Yeah, they are just to nourish, make that karma manifest, yeah. Activates it, yeah. So, which karma? So, you know, the karma that throws us into the next rebirth is the project, you know, depending on very much, is the projecting karma. It can be non-virtuous or virtuous. Which will ripen earlier? The heavier, the stronger of the two will ripen. Then, if both are equal, then the one that you're more familiar with will ripen. If you're equally familiar, then the one that was created earlier will ripen. So depending on which karma is stronger, virtuous or non-virtuous, then correspondingly, then you have craving and grasping. Yeah. So let's say if you're going to be born, you're going to get a good rebirth. So then, at the time of craving, you have a desire and a craving for to be embodied, to have a future existence. Yeah. Then, Can we then say that at the time of grasping, there is a desire for a specific kind of existence?
Oh, that is shukshi pochacha, ni ta ka dupchi le di soba swa, chita penji le di swa tap, chita tila swa tap, 어떤 것인지 깨쳐 줬어야지.
So craving and grasping nourishes, you know, the karma, activates it, you know, such that, you know, when it is fully potentialized, you know, you are definitely going to the next, to that particular rebirth. Yeah.
What do you think? 다티네, you happy with that? 다티네, 우리 따나다, 녀성도 깽해지나? 다 녀성도 깽해지나? 아니지야, 녀성도 깽.
세령군도 기어리디 아니, 뭐디 레이톱체니랄리로.
그거로.
지난번 수술하고 용어로.
라온다 가요다. 라온 캠메버드다.
아니, 레라테네. 레나테니 아니?
What are you doing there? Okay. Wait, wait. Wait, wait. I haven't finished. Huh? Wait, wait. 독신에 따뜻하게 라오디 뛰기도 왔다. 뛰네. 녀성도 깽해지나? 림벤 내가 불러야 하는 녀성도 깨와 렌드가 로슉 전부 윤구에 넣으면 나.
도박으로 영어를.
아?
녀성도 깨와 도박으로 영어를.
죄송 아니야. 되게 도발. 세상 뒤구르면 아주 왔던 게 어디 세상 어떻게 렘발라 독자바로 어떻게 또벌 된도 된사이나 된도 전율로 신고도와 다 녀송도 찡해지나 다 렘벨 내가 올라야 지 녀송도 아니 봉보 전율로 신고해내면 아스다 데려와 다 지지바잖아요 뒤 독을리기도 와 데려
Well, if you do accept what you said, yeah, you accept right.
But you are putting another
right?
second level, yeah.
You accept, right?
You stop there, second level.
You accept, right? You accept, yeah? So in the case of someone going to get a good rebirth, at the time of grasping, you have, let's say that there's a desire for a particular good rebirth, right? Huh? Accept not? You accept, right? Then you also have to accept the same thing for someone going to the lower realms. So for someone going to the lower realms, you know, at the time of craving and grasping, oh, so much, I want to go to the lower realms. I want to get this hell body. I want to get this hungry ghost. So such a thought arises or not?
The question comes there, never end. You think? The craving, thing like that, that time? No? You say no. 그러니까 용모차 가르래. 용모차 가르래.
Why, what's wrong? Why can't that happen? Huh? Your karma forces you to think like that. Huh? So for someone who is going to the lower realms, for those who are going to the lower realms, do they have the thought that I want to go to the lower realms now? Huh?
Have or don't have? I speak like Singaporean. Have or don't have? Maybe easy to communicate, yeah? Huh? Have or don't have? Yeah.
Which is have not. Have not.
Have?
Have not. Huh? They don't know lower realm, then those who go into good rebirth know there's good rebirth. Huh? Atheist, a non believer.
Rinpoche. Don't have.
Huh?
How can you be craving for something like existence that you're burned in hell, which, and then the fire that you cannot even imagine? I mean, you're saying that a potential existence, right? You're craving for that kind of existence. Something that you don't even cannot imagine. So how could that be? A hell, a fire that's so hot that, you know.
What's the name of the word? The people who like to inflict pain on themselves, they like pain.
So you don't have craving that?
Right? Yeah, masochist.
Sorry?
So you don't have craving that time?
If, sorry?
No craving.
I think you're craving for an experience like feeling you're feeling cold and you're craving for warm. So that nourishes that particular projecting karma, which projects you in the hell realm. It's not that you're craving exactly for a hell existence, that kind of experience. It's just the experience of wanting something hot, you know, warm.
Yeah. But how that nourish that particular karma to burn the hell realm? How?
Okay.
You want to get a human rebirth, you have to feel cold.
Yeah, you can rebirth. You can rebirth this human being, you can feel the hot, yeah?
I don't know how you get, but maybe you crave for human existence because you experience that. But I cannot imagine you craving for hell existence, which is burning in the hell for hundreds of...
why not? The question is, why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Master kiss, you know?
All sanction means one happiness, they don't want suffering. It can't be a masochist because not everybody is a masochist and there are so many hell beings, you know.
We're saying possible or not?
I mean, it's possible, but they cannot explain for the large number of hell beings. There can't be so many masochists in the world. I actually have explanation, which I told them on Saturday, why it nourishes. And maybe I just share what I think.
How
it nourishes. It goes something like this.
First place, when that nourish? Answer for that one. When does that nourish?
When does that nourish?
Yeah. Which age? You believe 80 years, which age nourish that particular karma?
I don't get the question.
When? How many hours before death?
How many hours before death?
For example?
Before 1 year?
I don't know, but my explaining works like this.
We'll see whether it's work or not first this way.
Let's say the attachment. I have attachment towards a lady, a woman. Okay. I crave. Okay. Then I grasp. Okay. So that in a way it's kind of craving and grasping. If I, in my past life, had done some kind of sexual misconduct before, and it produces a seed in my mind, so at that moment in time, if I had this seed, which is about to bear its fruit, so this craving and grasping for this lady actually nourishes this seed. And because they are fruition, the experience is same as a fruitional effect, so it brings it into fruition. You know? So that's how your craving grasping actually nourishes.
The example is quite nice. Could not be.
Similarly, at the point...
You put that in the meaning now. Okay.
Similarly, at a point in time when you're about to die, for some reason, you feel cold, so it grabs for warmth. Then you crave, and you grabs for warmth. So that nourishes your seed, which in the past you've created, be reborn in hell realm. Experience is the same.
No, hell is necessarily hot, is it?
I mean, it could be craving for cold, you know. It doesn't matter, but that kind of craving which nourishes the experience, because it cannot be a specific. I feel that it cannot be a specific hell existence you're craving for, because you have never experienced hell, or maybe you have lah. But to crave for hell existence, which like living in the sun so hot that you're melting, is difficult to imagine. You know that you want to crave for that kind of existence at a point in time when you
die.
What
do you need to crave in order to be an animal and a hungry ghost?
That one you have to think, no?
Doesn't make sense.
You're saying something like that. If the person is going to take rebirth in human realm, so he don't have any craving of heat and cold, yeah? Are you saying that? When I have something craving on heat and cold, must go lower realm, yeah?
Yeah.
Your idea is something like that. Not necessary, isn't it?
What do you crave for in order to be a human? Maybe...
No. Even if you reborn as human rebirth, sometimes you're craving heat, cold, possible, isn't it? Not necessarily time of the death, you feel grasping on the heat, grasping on the cold, then go lower realm, you know? I don't think so, that.
You don't think it's that kind of experience?
You feel time of the dead, you feel hungry, doesn't mean go to the...
You do. When you feel hungry, you grab some food.
When you feel hungry now, it doesn't mean go to lower realm.
You grab some food, so that's why I've been reborn as hungry ghost.
Not necessary.
Necessary. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's what I think.
So you're not. What do you think is not so? I'm joking. No. Example is good, but your transport the meaning doesn't match it. So
it's all decided by karma, isn't it? Determined by karma, isn't it? Right. So there's no point in remembering your guru. There's no point in remembering the Buddha. There's no point in remembering the three jewels. It's fixed already. Karma has chose you that way. Nothing you can do.
You know, what matter time of the death, you know? What matter bushes you think doesn't change, isn't it? Oh, it will change.
If we can change, then heavy or not heavy karma, which one comes first, doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. What are you going to say for that? Somebody said that. If your karma decides everything, then what there to generate virtues time after death? What's your answer? Yeah, Sukim. Yeah, your karma decides everything, isn't it? Even if you generate virtue, start time after death. It what? It change or you won't change?
Even if you have the negative karma, if you cut off your grasping and craving, it doesn't come into fruition, like. Yeah. So you can actually control it in a way.
Oh, so the heavy of the two will not ripen first, lah.
you still have hair, no.
Maybe unrelated, but I remember to have read a story about a great Lama who basically had a great compassion to everyone, and especially to people who lived in the lower realm. And so he wanted to get rebirth in lower realm. He wanted to crave and be rebirth. But he had dream that somehow he would go directly to pure land. So even though he wanted to, and somehow he wanted to desire and be attached to lower realm, his karma say somehow decide for him to be liberated and be enlightened. So I don't know if it's... Oh, you didn't catch what I say?
You are taller than all of us here.
I'm what? Now I have to go. Okay. Is it okay now?
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. I read a story about a great Lama who had great compassion to all Saiton beings, and he wanted to get rebirth in the lower realm, in the air realm. But because of his great compassion and his well-doing, he get rebirth, or at least he dreamed that he would get rebirth in pure land. So I guess he had a pure karma. And so even though he crave and desire to get rebirth in the lower realm to help other Saturn beings, he had been liberated somehow. So I guess what is really matters, you can have desire, you can have attachment, but what is really desire, what you want to do with that? Why do you feel desire? Why do you feel attachment? If you basically want to help Saturn's being, if you want to be compassionate, somehow it doesn't matter to feel desire and attachment. While if you feel desire and attachment for yourself, definitely it will create non-virtue actions. So yes, I have no questions. So maybe to confirm that.
Lama Tiani, Nyawara Kyawalagi. Dabaya bare kewa leya mare tawshin le kewa resor
ni dabaya res senjing ji ni ne wa ki
ne wa yo res ne kewa mar
ka du ina de mo na di kya de yo res ani kewa mare sa ani chi we ka ni di tawshin ge na wa zo ma to sen nang ge mare sa ani ni en zon do ya gi di dabaya yo na ya ini du gi mar wa sa
an da ti da ra ti da ra cha sa ta dabaya ba chik bo gi 도토고요 말에 됐단 말에 왔음 너 대봐 여봐 좀기 도톰나 한간 저거가 가와 있는 레브기로 와
yeah what you said actually supported our point. It shows that it's not by wish, it's through karma. Everything is determined by karma.
어 근데 아니 즉 라마디 녀송도 껴와 렌지 심제 된 대봐 여 녀송도 껴와 렌기 내요 말아 봐 대봐 여네 레디 매번자 녀송도 껴와 렌기요 말에
So the Lama had the wish to go to the lower realms to help sentient beings, but because he didn't have the karma to go to the lower realms, therefore he didn't go to the lower realms. So it's all karma, yeah. So without the strong karma that will propel one into the lower realms, even if you have the wish to go to the lower realms, you will not go to the lower realms. But you have both the strong karma to go to the lower realms, the strong non-virtuous karma, and you have a wish to go there, definitely you're going to go there, yeah? Yeah. Oh no, I don't think Karen Mushe said definitely. that's mine. So from this it's clear, yeah, that the thing, the main deciding factor is karma, right? Whether you have the karma or not, isn't it? Huh? Except?
Hmm?
Because you came out at the end.
What is it happening around? Was that a
question? At the end, but now, lady, and it's a pencil lady, that to check lady, got the show on us. You got your bathroom, you take me to a yanko, sort of photo. Silent seven years, sort of, and what to you know, some of your bathroom, you kiss your money. Let a pneumonic and on it, you must watch our years, lovely mounta. Mambulapsarva, you mo mebaina, sort of chicken, you mo mebaina, lay you and I pent our hermaris. Some of Ruben Chipper, Namijin to Maris, lovely mountosaro, the children are higher mother.
There's no need for you to state this because I believe it is very clear in the text that just having the karma alone is not sufficient. Yeah, it's not enough, isn't it? In order for it to ripen, you must be activated by craving and grasping, and nobody is ever disputing with that. So the two primary causes of cyclic existence, karma and afflictions, and of the two, afflictions is the principle, isn't it? Very clear, right? In the text. So without the afflictions that nourishes the seed of karma, no matter what karma you have, it will not be activated, it cannot ripen, isn't it? Right? Then? So nobody is saying that just because you have the seed, you know, you definitely need you definitely will have a sprout, yeah. Nobody is saying that, yeah.
Seed need to put water, huh? You know how to plant? Don't put your seed on the table and wish for the grow, you know. You won't grow. Okay, today I'm not going to read. Okay. Anything you want to ask? We have another 15-20 minutes. Takiluati has some time, the sepa and lambany soak and the tapu in us, Rava. Seva certain, limber certain, Chaba Yutamin, Rava.
So yes, something to think. Something you need to think about. Yeah. What does craving nourish? What does grasping nourish? What is their manner of nourishing? Is there a difference in their manner of nourishing the karma? So, is the difference between, can we say that the difference, in their manner of nourishing the karma, be that craving is nourishes in a general way, and grasping, nourishes it in a specific way. So, I guess perhaps it is okay, maybe right, to say that if there's single-pointed faith in the Guru or in the Three Jewels, then that can change things. Perhaps you can say that, yeah.
Top But perhaps we can say that this is an exception. Yeah, in generally as a rule, yeah, we have to follow according to karma. Yeah, karma dictates everything. Yeah, but in the case of someone remembering, you know, generating single point of faith in the guru or in the three jewels, you know, then those are exceptions. Yeah, and this is where the power of the object comes into play. You know, in the Lamrim, we talk about the power of the object. Yeah. The power of the field, yeah, the power of the object.
Oh, tinda lapcha. Namjui na ta kulong mijewa ina. Ani sikta ti chawa kang chawa ina. Kuna mijewa lang nisho na mijewa chosu tuwa ishi. Kulong jawa ina ti nunga ka chawa kang chawa di. Ani sikta jewa chosu tuwa di tukshin na sungku tuwa.
In the teachings, it is mentioned that, you know, in most cases, yeah, if the motivation is non-virtuous, the action is non-virtuous. And if the motivation is virtuous, the action is would be virtuous. Yeah. That is the general rule. That applies to almost all situations.
Yeah.
The thing that distinguishes the difference is non-virtue and virtue is basically, you know, the quality of the mind, whether the mind was virtuous or non-virtuous, isn't it?
Oh, tuxini. Ina yang ta labre na mixa lahas la singi tulat tema matos ni mixa pich singi tulat tema ina pena sanje kuchia bay na re sanje la choba bay na re ta kulong mijawa si ina yang ah jawa cha si sungtuwa ta mixa ins singi tulat tema di mixa ins kulong na tema ko sungtuwa.
So it's mentioned clearly in the great treatise on the stages of the path by Jerum Se Lama Tsongkhapa that when the power of the object comes into play, that those are exceptions. Yeah, that means, you know, regardless of your motivation, you know, behind making offerings to the Buddha, constructing holy objects and so forth. Yeah, even if the motivation is not virtuous, you know, whatever it may be, but that whole karma becomes virtuous by due to the power of the object. Those are the exceptions. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You get the point? What's the point I'm driving?
So the very essential point I'm saying is that at the time of death, if we can remember the Guru, if we can remember Buddha, then that can change the karma.
Yeah. What did it?
Da-da-da.
What?
Second one.
Oh, he's sitting there already.
Can we change my question is on grasping.
My name is Kelvin.
Grasping?
No, grasping.
Okay.
So for the four division of grasping, right? Will be virtuous, which will be non-virtuous, and which will be unspecified?
The
grasping, four division.
Oh, the four kinds of grasping, yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So in the explanation of craving and grasping, there are different kinds of craving. There are
that are mentioned are craving for embodied existence, craving for view, and craving for I also don't know how to translate.
But the poor one is what? Dopa nyawat lepa.
Dopa sena.
Susu dopa kita kang tinta kang tu kewat deh kita dopa nyawat lepa.
Dopa sena kewa kono kewa gejalur.
Bisa menurut. Di nanti susu dopa karya nanti tak tumbuh gelo sih murwa. An siapa nyawat lepa sini jawa kang tak kain nanti cik.
Dopa sena cidang
tuhnyer gelo
sih. Yeah, so there's a craving for, I mean, you know, you want to, you're craving for a particular goal, you know, you have something in mind, there's a craving for embodied existence, it means another, you want to exist again, you know, in, you know, then there's craving of, yeah, craving for an existence, you know, craving for a goal, craving for a view, grasping, it's like, yeah, you know, holding on, clinging on to. So craving, yeah. So I don't think maybe there isn't a division of these different forms of craving into virtuous and non-virtuous. So yeah, in the Lower Abhidhamma, in the Treasury of Manifest Knowledge, it is stated clearly that the attachment of the desire realm is necessarily non-virtuous. Yeah.
I'm just curious, right? You said that if at the time of death, if they have a virtuous thought, and then you said something like the power of the holy object if they see, right? But if like a little baby die, it doesn't really have a consciousness to properly think of any virtuous or non-virtuous thing, right? Then if there's also no holy objects around for him to see, right? Then where would he go? I mean, would it then be, wherever he goes, would it then be from the karma that he has accumulated from the previous, since beginningless lifetime? Or would actually the prayer that is being done to him, would that help? Because prayers is not really a holy object per se, but they are prayers. So I'm just curious, where would this little baby go? You know. Thank you.
A little baby go to home.
The rule of the thumb is that the general procedure is that whether it is a good rebirth or bad rebirth is all dependent on karma, yeah. And when we talk about karma, you know, which heavy, familiar, and whatever was created earlier. So that determines, yeah, so which is heavier. Then, if both are equally heavy, then which karma are you more familiar with? If you're equally familiar, then whichever was created earlier, yeah.
Chitanda re ta ko ta chitanda va ta ko ati shiva de kande na ta nyawa kana ko mo jena da chwe na ko zo zo ko ma chi jong de nya ri kyu kro wa te da ro ta kon be lo kon be mo jes to ben za ta ngone si jaw top jong shu sa na be na ta silengi ne ka bla ta ta silengi ne ka bla ta je lo ngo de kyure yong chu kro wa ta zo ni kon be ong kro wa ka re ngo de kyu ma de zo ko ma chi jong ra le ka ta te da
so which karma will ripen, the heavier of the two, and virtuous and non-virtuous, the heavier of the two, right? If they are equally heavy, I don't see how that's possible, that's my personal comment. But the next one is whatever you're familiar with, yeah. So because whatever manifests at the time of death is the one that we are more familiar with, definitely, isn't it, right? Right.
Oh. You said poor? Number poor? What? What is poor?
Then if poor can be the whichever is weightiest, then I think the second one is whatever manifests in the temple. Then the third one is whatever is familiar, and the fourth one is whatever created first. Yeah, four.
Created first? No, I don't think. Matita Marata, Tonda, Chigan Tirwata, Le Chiangi Chabarche, Anne, Nyambaina, Anne, Combat Chishung, Combat Chishung, Combat Chishung, Nyambaina, Sunyan Chabatitara, the mother Tilkar, Chimotomas.
So, yeah, in general, it's like that. So, of the two, virtuous and non virtuous karma, if the heavy of the two will ripen, if they're equal, then the one that you're more familiar with will ripen. If you're equally familiar with both virtues and non-virtues, then the one that was created earlier will ripen. So, I just cannot imagine being equal.
So, I think only yeah, these three, I don't think so.
Which is long, because long, the long one.
Check
this. It's from the Abhidhamma Kosha, right? Yeah, but Abhidhamma Kosha, right?
What do you say?
So, weighty, what is manifest, what is familiar, what is created first? These four types.
It's a quotation, right? I mean,
yeah, it's a quotation.
농도요마라. 무슨 되게 농도요마라.
내게 거와 지방다. 야와칸다. 곰박한다.
따라라.
야와칸. 문제까지.
아, 어, 문바세니. 문도 교세지요.
문도 지워다 통과세. 야와칸다. 곰박한.
야와칸다. 곰박한.
아래. 내게 거와 지방다. 야와칸다. 곰박한. 아니. Anyway, I don't remember. Let you cross your nyawak on the kumba kangs. Munchi. What? Anyway, so, what do you wish? The Kareshiba.
Molangi to your res, Lagira.
Molantar, Molangi
to Molangi.
The Givet had a sakura, the Maribekun and the Givet had a sakura, the Masamatata. Givet less had a Maribekun and less high chip by Kravat.
And it has in Gala, the tenor unit, the legacy of the Tamatu.
The Matata, the Kangala, the Yomarvata, the Toman Maribata, Pensing led to the Kurvat. Pinchita Sepa Lepa. Business sort of way to selling a servant on a copper road.
Meaning so, so
that the patient cooker to. That is some of that been a touching the king as Gina. When is it up? Once a two is touching your jag less agina. Maribu couldn't uncle, Maribu couldn't a man be less. I mean to answer. Once a double, Susie. 레사고래 아니 벤제제외 레사고래 어 사제 아니 지게 내가라 아니 실행에 수답고도 맞다면 벤제 각보로 당신 기원내로
So back to the rebirth, being born in the pure land. Yeah. So for an ordinary being like ourselves to be born in the pure land, I mean we have to, we must have accumulated the karma to be born there. Yeah. And of course that whatever that karma is the karma that is impelled by ignorance, isn't it? Then you accumulate that karma. And that karma would have to be nourished by craving and grasping.
독신이 아니 직다 다데 도단 직과 인크레 독신이 다 다시로 겨울해지 다데 나라 거라양 다시 겨울해게 양고 이게 망보양 저게 망보지 고고도 거로
And I guess perhaps probably we have to say that in order to be born in the pure land, the process is quite similar. Yeah. In that you have to accumulate the karma, and the karma for an ordinary being is a karma that is impelled by ignorance. Yeah. And then and that karma has to be nourished by craving and grasping. But of course, there are many other conditions that are necessary before one can get the result, yeah, going to the pure land.
Yeah.
So first, one must have accumulated the very strong karma, very powerful karma. Yeah, a strong virtuous karma. Yeah, without which there's no basis to be born there.
我得到底啥的，大家能晓得？我们做数学，我们做下下班，那他妈的，我过年老年嘛，都来啥，没得个事，我得了。And
then for us ordinary beings, yeah, our way of accumulating karma is necessarily involves ignorance, yeah. Ignorance is always there, right?
他七个那个不来呀，不给他，他心里叫我领导，六七不是，他三百多两百，你公开说说这个多，是吧？七个那个不来，你请我，你请吧。
And at the time of death, you know, there must be a very strong craving and grasping, for that to be born there in that particular pure land. Yeah. You need that, yeah, that kind of strong wish.
Yeah.
So, okay, once you get yourself there, then obviously as an ordinary being, so it shows that there are ordinary beings who are in pure land, ordinary beings who have not entered any paths. Then of course you will find hearers there, you will find solitary realizers, you will find bodhisattvas. So you will find all kinds of persons there. But it is said though that in the pure lands, there is no non-virtue and there is no suffering.
好 nice. Huh? 아유, 그래, 맞지라고 썼더니. 일단, 니모 열어요, 말했어.
are there afflictions in the pure land?
아?
I think Patricia said no, 래.
Is there affliction in the pure land? 아? Is the attachment in the pure land?
Huh? You say not manifest. So not manifest means have afflictions. Yeah, have lah.
In pure land, when you're reborn in the pure land, when you see all this beautiful palace, all beautiful goddess, you get attachment there or no? Actually, I don't know much about Pure Land. So I suppose talk Saturday, but I don't know much. Too comfortable. Too comfortable.
Sorry, Karen Boucher, it says in some text that it's more difficult for beings who are born in Pure Land, who are non-Bodhisattva, to develop Bodhicitta. Is it due to attachment?
What you said?
For ordinary beings that are born in Pure Land, in some text it says that it's more difficult for such beings to develop Bodhicitta. Therefore, can this be an example to show that in their mind, there are attachment?
Not necessary. Chapa yoga to be chapa kimeva. That you not passing the door. Good to have never in song. Then you should get Kapuchaya, Taganashin, but you should never, you should get Kapuchaya, so change your sim, yeah, Kapuchaya. 그러다 조조 니중 깨디 다 동화 통도 니중 깨고로 와 자주 숨 깨디 다조 동화 통에 깨고 그도 왔더라 자서 다 답이 시험대 깨가와레스다 용구여레
지금이 다신게 다신게나 니 자주 계신 계치레스 응 다신게 말에는 자주 계신 깨야 계치레스 아니 방자리죠
거기대
다신게나 니 자주 계신 계 계치로
직다 말하고 유름하고 그래서 객체에게서 말하고 다시 깨봐야 유름하고 그래서 객체에게서 가야
지금
족보다 유에게서 말하고 다시 깨는 객체에 가야 되겠다는 말이
유름을 되면 게임 그런 거는 게임 말아 누가 말하고
이제 이걸 봐 그래야 그래 깨게 되면 말하고 맞지 않고 와서
그래 게임 그래
깨다 이제 그래 유름하고 그래서 맞지 않고 맞지 않아 상자에 매만지
There's no suffering in the Pure Land, right? If there's no suffering in the Pure Land, it's very difficult to generate renunciation, right? If you cannot generate renunciation, how are you going to generate bodhicitta? Then you want to follow her.
It's true? Must listen carefully what he said, yeah. That don't tell it that tape shingla, that tell it tape shingle kids and you should get our hints. What is square? That is you get away with the chance you send the gear that you don't book what I see.
You limbo. Come on, meet city, ring lawyer.
The ring of the cars walk with the kids in the magical jiggle like I should.
And see you, Mary. See you, Mary. Anyway, you accept, yeah? Once, because there's no suffering, it's clear there's no suffering in the Pure Land. Because there's no suffering, you don't see.
You can't generate renunciation. If you can't generate renunciation, it's going to be very difficult to generate bodhicitta. Yeah? So my rejoinder to that is that, therefore it follows that going to the Pure Land is an obstacle to generating bodhicitta. Then Ken Rinpoche rebutted by saying, it's not impossible, it just takes a long time. Then I said, how long? He said, how long? You know, there's no time limit here. Not 1 year, 10 years. You have to develop bodhicitta renunciation in Pure Land. Of course, you have to get enlightened there. Yeah. Without renunciation, without bodhicitta, you won't get enlightened. But it's only take long period of time. I don't know.
Can we push it? There are ordinary beings in Pure Land. Therefore, in the mind of this ordinary being, there are still non-manifest affection. Therefore, it follows that in Pure Land there is suffering, right?
No suffering. What are you talking about?
No, I understand it's like people who are
You're not listening, wait. I told you from beginning in Pure Land, no suffering, wait.
Different level. See, to me, I mean personally, I feel like in Pure Land, right, it's almost like you are in state like the people who are in calm abiding, the affections are temporarily suppressed. However, being a person who has not realized emptiness, the seeds of affections are still there, and therefore there's still all pervasive suffering, right?
What?
This ordinary sentient being's mind.
Whether they have pervasive compounded suffering or not is remains to be examined. But those people who are born in Pure Land automatically gain the five kinds of super knowledges like clairvoyance and clairaudience and whatever. So it is said that the people who are born in Pure Land attain these five super knowledges like that. So if that's the case, then it would seem to it's suggesting that people who are born into there, Pure Land, automatically have karma abiding. So it's mentioned clearly in the teachings that the beings who are born in the Pure Lands achieve the five super knowledges like by virtue of being born there. And it is stated clearly in the text, in the teachings, that once you are born in the Pure Lands, you will never ever be reborn in any inopportune state.
Okay, today we didn't read. Anyway, it's good to think, you know, when you talk about traveling sometimes look easy, but when you think it's there's so many questions in the brain, you know. Even I have so many, but sometimes there's nowhere I can read the book, so there's like that. I don't know whom to ask also. Okay, stop here.
Okay, so finish with the usual prayers.